Good morning, everyone. We are geography and history students Pablo Gallardo, Sarah Farron, P. Angulo, Celeste Ruiz, and Luis Raya, and we're at radiolavide.org within a research innovation project of archaeology and the Imperial Hitchhiker's Itinerary to present our final project regarding the archaeological site of Gamzigrad in Serbia. The archaeological site of Gamzigrad, Gamzigrad Rumelenia, Palace of Galerius, is located in current eastern Serbia, in the valley of the Timok, in the little region of Crna Reka, 11 kilometers from the city of Sajikar, close to the borders with Bulgaria and Romania. The route Romans would use in order to find and reach this site would take approximately 26 and a half days, covering around 1,000 kilometers. And this route was the fastest one and included traveling through some parts by land, open and coastal sea. The name Gamzigrad is derived from the Turkish word Gamzeli, which means with a dimple. It is believed to have been named after a local natural landmark, a small hill or mound with a distinctive dimple or depression. Over time, the name became associated with the entire town and the archaeological site. The importance of Gamzigrad as an archaeological site was discovered during the 19th century, and it was described by historians, geologists, and archaeologists as the remains of one of the most splendid edifices of the past. It is a late Roman fortified palace compound with a memorial complex located on a bordering hill. It was commissioned by the Roman Emperor Caius Valerius Galerius Maximianus, the successor of Diocletian in the period of the Second Tetrarchy, during the late 3rd century and beginning of the 4th. In the ancient era, Gamzigrad was a palace complex named Felix Romania, named after the emperor's mother. Nowadays, there are 950 inhabitants in the village. Most of them are Valds. The region of Gamzigrad, it is a multicultural area with Serbian, Bulgarian, and Latin influences. In relation to the layout of the ground on which Gamzigrad was built, it is a trapezoid-shaped area counting with 6.5 hectares of expansion, built on an uneven terrain with pronounced inclination towards the east and the north, causing a very noticeable difference of height between the highest part located on the southwest end and the lowest on the opposite side. A brief summary of the site's layout. This consists of fortifications, the palace in the northwestern section of the complex, basilicas, temples, bath, and a tetraplan, which was a type of monument of cubic form with four gates, one on each of the sides. All of these buildings conform an assortment of structures used for a combination of both ceremonial and memorial functions. The archaeological site is a unique architectural and spatial ensemble from the late Roman era, constructed according to a complex cult and an ideologic program. In relation with the fortifications of the palace, scholars believe that the palace's robust fortification served as a symbolic reference to the Tetrarchy emperor's distinguished military backgrounds. The distinctive spatial and visual connections between the palace and the memorial complex, housing the mausoleums of the emperor and his mother Romania, are truly unparalleled. The constructions within the ramparts are grouped spatially and thematically in relation to the emperors Galerius and Romula, the emperor's mother. Such composition of the fortifications and the buildings with residences and cult purposes is one of the most important examples of late Roman architecture. The name of Felix Romania was given in memory of Romula, Galerius' emperor's mother, who was a priestess of a pagan cult. Galerius was born in Felix Romulenia, and he grew up in Dacia province. He served with distinction as a soldier under emperors Aurelian and Probus in the late 3rd century. Archaeologists associated the name Felix Romulenia with the site in Gamzigrad based on the inscriptions and archaeological reference found on the location. The key cultural element that made it possible to link Felix Romulenia with Gamzigrad was the discovery of the inscriptions bearing the name Felix Romulenia on the site. Descriptions provided crucial evidence connecting the site to Emperor Galerius, who was also known as Gaius Galerius Valerius Maximianus.
Excavations and investigations at Gamzigrad Palace have been ongoing for many years, with significant discoveries and research shedding light on its history. We can say that the first excavations in Gamzigrad dated from 1853, when Baron von Herder, who was a Saxon mine entrepreneur working in Serbia at that time, made some evaluations on the area as he was interested in the Roman culture and remains, and he gave an early description and professional assessment about it. Later on, the German geologist Reiter Haupt wrote about the remains, and finally Felix Kanitz, an Austrian archaeologist, traveler and historian, visited the remains, as he was particularly attracted to the place. From those times onward, the attraction of Gamzigrad disappeared. Unsimplified explanations consider it a military camp or the seat of an officer overseeing nearby gold mines. It was not until the 50s of the 20th century when the archaeologists started to work on the place. Durde Boskovic, an important Serbian professor, constructed a grand plan of the Gamzigrad fortress, as at the beginning it was thought to be a fortress instead of a palace. In order to protect and explore the remains, systematic archaeological excavations carried out in the 1953 revealed that the site was actually an imperial palace. We can say that the golden age of Gamzigrad began in 1917, when Dragoslav Shrogovic, an academician professor, placed the palace as one of the most important Roman remains, and since that it has grown in importance through time. In subsequent years, Professor Milutin Garasanin, Professor Slobodan Dusanic and their respective teams continued the project. Conservation restoration work was carried out by Professor Milka Kanak-Medic until 1986, and then Brana Stojovic-Pavelka from 1987 onwards. The mosaics were overseen by various experts, including Milan Duhak, Radko Sgmik, Milorad Medic and Vladimir Rasik. International cooperation with the Romisch-Germanisch Commission Deutsch Archaeologisches Institut from Frankfurt led to test trench excavations outside the Romulian walls between 204 and 208. The project involved the Institute of Archaeology in Belgrade, the Faculty of Philosophy of the Belgrade University, the National Museum in Zagrekar, and the Office for Protection of Cultural Monuments of the Republic of Serbia, in collaboration with German organizations. Excavations at Gamzigrad, or also known as Felix Romulania, have been ongoing since the 1950s, and they have provided valuable insights into the architecture, art, and lifestyle of the late Roman period. The site covers an area of about 10 hectares, 25 acres, containing the remains of several structures, including the palace, the mausoleum, several temples, a basilica, and other buildings. Finally, it was clear that the remains were a mausoleum and imperial residence built by the Roman Emperor Galerius. As an interpretation of the research, the excavations and investigation at Gamzigrad Palace have provided valuable research material for historians, archaeologists and scholars. They have contributed to our understanding of Roman imperial architecture, urban planning and the broader history context of the late Roman Empire. Overall, the excavations and investigations of Gamzigrad Palace have revealed a wealth of historical and architectural information, allowing us to appreciate the grandeur and significance of this Roman complex. The ongoing research and conservation effort ensure that future generations can continue to learn from and admire this unique site.
The Roman villa of Gamzigrad, or the Felix Romulana, may be attributed to Galerius. However, the site was used both before and after his life. Built during the Tetrarchy, a period that had the empire split between two ruling emperors of different status, this was between the years 293 and 311 AD. It was constructed in commemoration of his success over the Sasanians, who occupied the area previously known as Persia, and was named in honor of his mother, as mentioned previously. The palace site, however, did not begin as one of palatial standards, as the original structure suggests a more rustic villa type of setup. The valley in which Gamzigrad was constructed is that of the Krina River, an area that is comprised of volcanic mountains, forest, and fertile flatlands. This makes it a prime position for both the prehistoric settlers and Roman emperors looking for a palatial home. The area was used by ancient peoples to hunt for game, harvest crops, raise animals, mine for precious metals, including gold, silver, and copper. The Felix Romulana now inhabits the middle of this river region, which many historians believe to be why the influence of these previous Balkan cultures are present close to the site. First evidence of these pre-Roman settlers was found in the palace during excavations in the 1960s and 1970s. This included items such as pottery fragments, stone tools, and other rare items made of bronze. These findings were later supported by major Bronze Age sites found in the vicinity of the Felix Romulana. The discovery of such sites makes it possible to assume that there were both Neolithic and later settlers making use of the area well before the time of Roman conquest. The area had various types of settlers move in and out of the valley over time until the Roman settlers started to build on this site in the 3rd century BC. The Romans had several periods of construction on the site on which Gamzigrad now rests. In the 2nd century AD, a building on the southern part of the site was constructed as a farming estate or that of a Villa Rustica. This building contained two rooms and a corridor, which was later demolished in the early 4th century AD in order to make room for the construction of the Felix Romula. Originally, this building would have been a simple enough fortification outpost. Evidence of construction during the middle of the 3rd century can be found in a partial structure in front of the East Gate's southern tower of the earliest fortification. Inside the foundations of the building, there were fragments of both Roman and prehistoric pottery, as well as four bronze coins that are assumed to have been minted in the middle of the 3rd century. Remains of a sewage system were also found at the site of the later constructed palatial baths. These contained sewage piping, canals, and a portico-style columns system that date to the 3rd century and the original fortification. As well as the sewage system, a water supply duct was also excavated, which we can date to the same period as the sewage system due to the artifacts found in both from this time. These include fragments and coinage that were from no later than the middle and latter part of the 3rd century. In the late 3rd century, the fortification was likely used as a centre for mining the precious metals mentioned earlier and the trading of goods. Dated to this period were several constructions that were found under the palatial baths which were built later. These pre-existing structures also included a pylon or tower structure and the atrium. In some places, walls of this structure can be found supporting the baths as a foundation. We can date these thanks to coins that were abandoned on this site that are from the times of emperors who reigned during the latter part of the 3rd century BC. An example of this can be seen in the coinage that shows the iconography of Emperor Aurelianus. There were no older artifacts, be it coinage or pottery, found in the old constructions, confirming that they fell into disuse before the building of the Felix Romulana. Galerius's palace was based on the previous constructions that we know were present on the site. We cannot understand the palace only in the context of what Galerius built. Although it was the buildings built in the time of Galerius that made it a place of significance and opulence. For it was within these decades that not only was the palace itself built, but also the baths and the temples to Hercules and to Jupiter. However, at the time Galerius died, it began to be used for solely military purposes. Much later, a church was built on the grounds, with the increased spread of Christianity within the empire. From the 5th century onwards, the site was only used by settlers and had lost its imperial significance. And finally, in the 7th century, the site was abandoned altogether, and thus lost to history until its rediscovery in the year 1853.
The settlement, known as Romuliana, experienced its peak in architectural and artistic development when it became the Imperial Palace. Situated on a trapezoid plateau with a gentle slope toward the southeast, the settlement was carefully planned and underwent several transformations over time. Surrounding the settlement are fortifications that were built in accordance with the natural terrain slope. This is evident in the significant difference in altitude between the east and west fortification gates. In the southeastern quarter of Romuliana, buildings were constructed at an even tower level. Some selections of the ancient structures remain unexcavated and can be identified by mounds scattered across the slightly sloping terrain. Despite this, the investigated architectural entities within Romuliana provide a clear understanding of its spatial layout and irregularities in its ground plan design. The causes and development of the settlement can be explored through the examination of the architectural forms, functions, and dates of origin of individual buildings and entities. The architectural layout of the Gansira Romuliana complex is impressive and shows the grandeur of Roman imperial power. In general, the architecture of Gansira Romuliana reflects the classical Roman style with influences from the East. The complex is divided into several sections that serve different functions and have different characteristics. The site consists of fortifications, an imperial palace, basilicas, temples, hot baths, memorial complex, and a tetrapilton. The palatial structures, such as the audience hall, private residence, and banquet hall, exhibit a combination of axial symmetry and centralization. The fortress surrounding the complex is a defensive structure that protected Gansira Romuliana from possible invasions. It has strategically placed watchtowers, as well as several gates for entry. Both the fortifications and numerous buildings in the complex were built with the same material, bricks combined with various types of local stone, sandstone, andesite, limestone, marl, and with the same technique, opus mixtum, opus listatum. The fortress shows the importance of security in the Roman Empire and the need to protect the leaders and the treasure. The Gansira Fortress is a rhomboid-shaped structure covering approximately 4.5 hectares. It consists of two fortification systems, with the inner fortification being older than the outer one. The inner fortification includes 16 towers connected by ramparts, with octagonal towers flanking the eastern and western gateways, and rectangular towers positioned between them. Along the inside of the rampart, the remains of a portico were found. The towers in the older fortification are smaller, with a 10x10 meter fall plan, and the rampart connecting them is 180 centimeters wide. The construction materials primarily consist of bricks, with limited use of stone, particularly marlstone. The older fortification has been partially preserved, with towers visible up to 7 meters high in some areas. The outer fortification, which is newer, consists of 20 towers connected by ramparts. The corner towers are the largest, with 16 sides, while the towers flanking the eastern and western gateways have 12 sides. There are also 8-10 side towers between the coronet towers on all four sides. The rampart connecting the towers is massive, measuring 360 centimeters wide. The construction technique used is opus mixtum, which alternates in courses of stone and three rows of bricks. Sandstone is predominantly used, and decorative sculptures are made from sediment limestone with shell traces. The younger fortification is in better condition than the older one, with tower and rampart wall faces preserved up to 6 and 8 meters high in some areas. Archaeological excavations have been carried out on selected towers, and conservation efforts have been made on specific towers, ramparts, and portico pillars. The fortification systems can potentially be repurposed for exhibitions or as working spaces for the archaeological site, following necessary conservation work. One of the most prominent structures is the complex in the Imperial Palace, which is composed of several buildings arranged around a central courtyard, including an audience hall, a private residence, and a banquet hall. The banquet hall has an octagonal shape and a dome decorated with mosaics that make it very impressive. In the northwest part of the complex, extensive archaeological research uncovered the remarkable remains of a grand palace. The magnificent edifice boasted a multitude of rooms, halls, and atriums, showcasing opulent floor and wall decorations, which include mosaics and sectilla flooring. The spatial arrangement and lavishness of the palace indicated its significance from the onset of the examination. Upon entering the palace through the main eastern entrance, one will step into the first entrance hall adorned with a mosaic floor featuring abstract motifs and a central deception of a labyrinth. The majority of this mosaic has been remarkably preserved. Moving from the entrance hall, a broad horizontal hallway led to a hall on the southern side, distinguished by a raised apse. The presence of the raised apse and a octagonal apoderium with floor heating strongly suggests that this hall likely served as a throne room, possibly utilized for royal ceremonies. Its floor was adorned with mosaics depicting geometric patterns and captivating scenes of battles between Venators and Leopards.
The palace construction involved the use of brick and marlstone, tightly bound together with substantial layers of mortar. An apparent degree of carelessness in the building process led to the plastering of all the palace walls. In recent times, efforts have been made to preserve and present this architectural complex to visitors. The walls have been carefully conserved using authentic materials, maintaining their original height. Mosaic floors have been preserved and patchwork pieces were missing. In the atrium with the fountain, cinder blocks were utilized to replace missing marble slabs, while the fountain itself, previously uncovering fragments, has been meticulously restored. Moreover, anastilosis, the reconstruction of the original pillars, has been undertaken alongside the creation of new pillars using contemporary materials. These endeavors aim to provide a comprehensive representation of the palace's former magnificence. The thermal baths are another highlight of the complex. These baths were used by the inhabitants of the palace and the surrounding city to bath and relax. They include cold, warm, and hot rooms, as well as pools and massage rooms. The thermal baths are a testament to sophisticated Roman engineering and its focus on physical well-being. Cancigrat geometric forms, intricate mosaics and carved columns are distinctive features of Roman architecture with an influence of Eastern architecture, particularly in the decorative motifs and the use of columnar elements. Decorative elements are particularly noticeable in the form of mosaics and sculptures. The mosaics in the banquet hall and other areas demonstrate the Roman mastery of tessellation and the use of bright colors to depict various motifs, such as mythological scenes and geometric motifs. Also noteworthy is the use of vaulted ceilings and domes, which is evident in several structures within Gamsigrad Romuliana. These architectural elements not only serve practical purposes, such as distributing weight and providing structural stability, but they also contribute to the visual grandeur of the complex. In general, the characteristics of the Gamsigrad buildings are stylistically uniform and can be dated between the end of the 3rd century and the middle of the 2nd decade of the 4th century. The complex shows the opulence and power of the Emperor Galerius, as well as the importance of religion and welfare in life. On the other hand, the Mausoleum of Galerius is a circular construction with a dome, surrounded by a series of columns, where inside was the tomb of Galerius. The mausoleum is a remarkable example of Roman funerary architecture and shows the importance and power of the emperor. The sacred structure at Romuliana showcases a dual architectural character, with distinctive ground plans and elevation that adhere to classical architectural forms. The peripeptal temple and the cruciform sacred structure demonstrate the transitional form of late antique architecture. The evaluation of Romuliana's special structure and comparison with the renowned imperial residence from the late Roman period, including those in Trier, Milan, Thessalonica, and Antioch, suggests that Romuliana's composition consists of independent structural entities without a coherent spatial structure similar to the Diocletian's placed palace in Split. The gradual construction of Romuliana and the interrelation of its buildings indicate the establishment of the architectural program over time. Despite the lack of a standardized plan for Tetrarch Imperial Palace, Romuliana's special structure, together with its temples and independent buildings, represent a transitional period in the structural design and the creation of new forms and visual elements. Finally, it is important to note that the Romuliana Palace is situated in the eastern region of Serbia, known as Timokija Krajina, which offers distinct advantages and plays a significant role in the development of the eastern Serbian tourist cluster. This archaeological site holds the distinction of being the sole location in Serbia included in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. Beyond its representation of the Roman era, Romuliana is a cultural treasure belonging to the global heritage. By ensuring its proper preservation and adhering to the adopted special plan, the Romuliana Palace is poised to spearhead future tourist growth in the area. Romuliana is embraced by a breathtaking and varied landscape, where majestic mountains, lush forests, cultivated fields, and meandering streams come together to create a truly enchanting setting. Adding to the allure is the mesmerizing Black Timok River Valley, with its winding meanders and bender valleys. Situated within the captivating natural scenery, Romuliana remains nestled in a setting of minimal urbanization, allowing it to retain its original charm and character since its inception. Renowned as the most well-preserved imperial residence, Romuliana exemplifies the architectural grandeur of the provincial Roman court. Its significance goes beyond aesthetics, as it holds profound symbolisms linked to the Tetrarchy. Also, the palace builder galleries never reside in it, Romuliana still showcases remnants of his ideological vision, retaining its unique beauty across centuries. In 2007, the inclusion of Gamsigrad Palace in Romuliana on UNESCO World Natural and Cultural Heritage List further elevated its status. This recognition has opened extraordinary opportunities for the advancement and flourishing of Turin's, not just within the immediate region, but throughout the entirety of Serbia. The comprehensive enhancement of Turin's activities has confirmed that the Gamsigrad archaeological site possesses exceptional cultural and historical importance. Thank you all for joining us today on this university podcast. We hope you found our discussion of Gamsigrad Palace informative and interesting. Remember to stay curious and continue exploring new ideas. Until next time, take care and keep learning.